أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعن الدائم الأبدي على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بمحمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today we are with issue number 6. Alright. Now we reach to issue number 6. With this issue said, as long as a person is certain that the verdict fatwa of the mujtahid has not changed, he can act according to what is written in the mujtahid's book. For example, in Minhaj al-Salihin or Idah al-Masail or Islamic laws. So if you think, or not think exactly, but if you are sure that the verdict, the fatwa of the jurist, of the mujtahid, is still as it is, not changed, so you can work on this verdict, on this fatwa. What does that mean? For example, for if Sayyid Sistani said, for example, let's take the issue of Tatbir in Muharram, in 10th of Muharram, Ashrat Muharram. If the fatwa of Sayyid Sistani said he doesn't say it is legal or illegal, he doesn't say it is halal or not halal, and you are as a follower, so, and you are sure that the Sayyid doesn't change his verdict, you are very sure that his fatwa doesn't change to another fatwa, so you can act according to the fatwa. That means you can't make tatbir, or you can't do it. That means he doesn't say halal, or you cannot do it because he doesn't say it is haram. That means he doesn't have a verdict exactly to do this action or not to do the action, to make tatbir or not to make tatbir. So according to his fatwa, you have to stop from being make tatbir, to do tatbir, or not to do tatbir. Why? Because according to his fatwa, to his verdict, he doesn't say it is halal or haram. And if he suspects that the other part of the issue, if he, the person or the follower or mukallaf, he suspects that the verdict might have been changed to another fatwa or to another hukum, he investigation in the matter is not necessary. So what does that mean? Should I, for example, I'm not sure, maybe the Sayyid verdict has been changed or not changed, or it stayed as it is. What shall I do? In this situation, dear brothers and sisters, you have to be, shall you go and make investigation to check what is the new fatwa or the mujtahid himself stayed on the old fatwa. Now, in this case, you have a suspect the fatwa of the Sayyid, it is changed or it is stayed as it is, as it was. So what is the solution, or what is, or what should you do? How should you act in this situation? Or do you have to go and check out? No, definitely you don't have and check out the verdict, the new verdict of the mujtahid. So you should maybe you should stay on the old verdict. You should stay on the old verdict of the mujtahid himself. In this, brothers and sisters, we notice that if you are sure of the verdict, the fatwa of the jurist itself, it stayed as it is, so you have to act according to it. What it is written in the mujtahid's book, you should act according to it. And if it is not, and you have a suspect, maybe the mujtahid, the jurist, is changed this or not. Here, what should you do? Yes, exactly. You shouldn't go and investigate. It is not necessary to go and check, but you can keep acting according to the old fatwa, to the old verdict. Issue number 7. If an a'lam mujtahid, the a'lam al-mawjudin, the an a'lam mujtahid, just like Sayyid Sistani, gives a fatwa on some matter, if he give a fatwa, verdict, on some matter, his follower cannot act in that matter on the fatwa of another mujtahid. For example, if Sayyid Sistani nowadays gave a fatwa or a verdict of what? Of, for example, jihad kifai. Now, just like nowadays, he gave a fatwa, a verdict. So, shall we go and act according to another marja, for example, Sayyid Muhammad Sa'id al-Hakim, or Sheikh Muhammad Ishaq al-Fayyad, or Sheikh Bashir al-Najafi, if one of them said it is not necessary to go for jihad? No, you shouldn't go and act according to others, to other marja fatwa. You should stay and act according to your mujtahid fatwa, and not to go to another mujtahid verdict, to another mujtahid fatwa. So, and express a precaution, ihtiyat, that a man should act in such and such a manner. For example, now the Sayyid is giving us an example. He said, for example, believe if he says, the mujtahid, if he says that as a precautionary ihtiyat measure, qiyas al-ihtiyat, in the first and second rak'at of the salat, he should read a complete surah after surah of hamd. For in this situation, in this fatwa, your mujtahid, for example, Sayyid Sistani said, in the first and second rak'ah, you should read after surah, after surah al-fatiha, you should read a complete surah, a full surah. Okay, so the other mujtahid say you doesn't need to read a complete surah after surah al-hamd. The follower may either act on this precaution, maybe act according to this ihtiyat, which is called obligatory precaution. This is what we call ihtiyat wajib, obligatory precaution. Or he may act on the fatwa of another mujtahid, who it is permissible to follow. For example, now, if Sayyid Sistani gave a fatwa that you are in the first rak'ah and second rak'ah, you should read after Surah Al-Hamd, Surah Al-Fatiha, in obligatory precaution, ihtiyat wajib, you should read a complete surah. So, and another mujtahid that he is a'lam, but after Sayyid Sistani, after your marja. So, what is you do? Hence, if he, the second mujtahid, the other mujtahid, rules that only Surah Hamd is enough, he, the person offering prayers, may drop the second surah. You can drop the second surah and you can read only Surah Al-Fatiha. The position will be the same if the A'lam Mujtahid expresses terms like a ta'ammul or ishkal. Here, as we explained yesterday, that if your marja has a ta'ammul or ishkal, if you don't read a complete surah after Surah Al-Hamd, that means obligatory precaution. So what you do, you go to act according to the verdict, to the fatwa of the second mujtahid who comes after Sayyid Sistani, who said that if you read Surah Al-Hamd or Fatiha, it is enough. Is it clear? That as a summary for this issue, if you have, if your marja has a fatwa of doing something, you should act according to his fatwa. But if he doesn't have a fatwa and he has what? An obligatory precaution. An obligatory, yes, precaution. That is what we call it, ihtiyat wajib, to read. If your marja, Sayyid Sistani, for example, said it is obligatory precaution, ihtiyat wajib, to read after Surah Al-Fatiha, or another surah, complete surah. So what you are going to do, you are going to act according to other marja fatwa who said it is enough to read Surah Al-Fatiha. Why? Because Sayyid Sistani, your marja, said it is ta'ammul or ishkal if you don't read Surah Al-Fatiha or another surah, a complete surah after Surah Al-Fatiha. Within issue number eight, if the A'lam mujtahid observes, just like Sayyid Sistani, observes a precaution after or before having given a fatwa. If he had what? A precaution, ihtiyat, after or before having given a fatwa. For example, if he says that if najis vessel is washed once with kur, if he says that if najis vessel is washed once with cool water. How much cool water? Cool water, it is about 388 liters. Okay, it becomes clean. طاهر. Although as a precautionary measure, it should be washed 3 times. You see, again, if أعلم مجتهد observes a precaution, observes a precaution, it means after or before having or giving, yes, having given a fatwa. For example, if he says that if najis vessel is washed once with cold water, and cold it's about 388 liters, it became clean, tahir. Although as precautionary measure, it should be washed 3 times, not only 1 time. This is what we call it. We work according to ihtiyat. We work according to ihtiyat. So you have to be washed 3 times, and his followers can abandon acting according to this precaution. This precaution is called recommended precaution. Recommended precaution, brothers and sisters, it means احتياط مستحب. احتياط مستحب. So what is the difference between احتياط واجب and احتياط مستحب? احتياط واجب, obligatory precaution, it means either you work according to the fatwa of the mujtahid, your marja, or to leave it and act according to another mujtahid, which he is the a'lam after your mujtahid. And what is the recommended precaution, ihtiyat mustahab? Within ihtiyat mustahab, either you can do it or not to do it. Not to do it. So with yes, Mr. Haider, I think it is difficult to contact me, but I'm brothers and sisters, I'm recording this lecture. I'm recording this lecture, inshallah. The next week we will upload these lectures. We will upload these lectures, and you can download it and hear them one by one. And because of this difficulty to you, maybe I'll repeat this lecture tomorrow for you. Okay. Now, if we move, we finish issue number 8. Now we go to issue number 9. With issue number 9, if a mujtahid who is followed by a person dies, if a mujtahid who is followed by a person die, this mujtahid, this jurist, marja, dies, dead, mat. So his category will be the same as when he was alive. So all his verdicts, all his fatwa will be the same as if he is still alive. So based on this, if he is more learned than a lifik, why all his verdicts still as if he is still alive? Because these fatwa based on this, if he is more learned al-a'lam than a living mujtahid, if he's al-a'lam from the living mujtahid, the follower who has general notion about the variation in the day-to-day masail must continue to remain in his taqlid. So according to the followers, they should stay on his fatwas if he is the a'lam of the living mujtahids. And all his masail must continue to remain in his taqlid. And all of his followers should remain must continue to remain in his taqlid. And if the living mujtahid is more learned, and if the living mujtahid is more learned than the dies one, then the follower must turn to him, ya'dilun, turn to him, to the new one for taqlid. The term taqlid used here implies only an intention to follow a particular mujtahid. So here, brothers and sisters, you should follow a particular mujtahid, not two or three, but you have to follow one mujtahid. Okay, and does not include having acted according to his fatwa. So you have to choose the dies one to keep continue on acting according the dead one fatwa. Why? Because he is the a'lam. And if the living one, he is the most learned from the dies one, you should you should turn to him, to the living one. This is I think this is enough for today, and tomorrow we will continue with issue number number 10, and inshallah tomorrow we will meet again. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala muhammadin wa alihi al-tayyib.